Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In my lifetime, I don't believe I've ever seen such an orchestrated war on common sense and reason than what is now occurring on WFLU. If you think the left tried to overcome Obama's abject incompetence with a media campaign, it is nothing compared to what they are doing with WFLU and trying to sell you on the idea that this is the biggest existential threat to mankind ever. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I don't care what you did on the weekend. They still full court pressed you. Everything your kids touched, the TVs, their smart pads, their phones, their smartphones, whatever, iPads or whatever they call them, every bit of it was bombarded with a WFLU. The vaccine. More companies mandating it now. Entire school systems, California, you got to get the shot. And meanwhile, all the data is coming out showing that people are dropping like flies. Something like 48,000 people, it's close to 50,000, have died from this shot. Not just in America. I mean, that's just America. There's more that have died. They aren't telling you who's dying from this shot. They do not want you to know. This is unbelievable. Look at the long list of lies that I've repeatedly talked about on this program. Obama's no scandal administration. Obamacare. The lies told so they could get that legislation passed. Hillary Clinton's emails. I'm just giving you a taste. Take any one. Forget Obamacare, which was it's insane that we are forced to get this stupid insurance that doesn't even work. But take any one of those. Obama's no scandal administration. Hillary Clinton's emails. Do a not even a deep dive, a cursory dive, and ask yourself, why aren't people in prison for these things? The no scandal administration had Fast and Furious, people killed in Benghazi. They had veterans dying on waiting lists. They had IRS targeting conservatives. They were trying to jail the media to silence them. I could go on. Nobody went to prison. What about the Clinton Foundation? We talked about Clinton's emails. What about that foundation? Raised billions of dollars, gave out very little. Hundreds of millions of dollars spent just on the Clintons gallivanting around the world with their little racketeering and extortion organization. How about Joe Biden's dementia? Them not letting the guy out. The media not wanting you to see what he's all about. I'm just giving you taste. How much can we prove about this man's dementia? The silly things that he says, the things that he does. He's Mr. Magoo meets the Nutty Professor. What about his son? His crackhead son. Take any one of the stories that this dude has been involved in. His drug use. Prostitution with potentially underage girls. His notebook, laptop, computer being in the hands of Russians with all the information that's on it. His collusion with Russians and taking money from them, Ukrainians. What about his admitted relationship with the top Chinese spy? I could go on. Take any of those. January 6th. You believe that? They mentioned Charlottesville a lot. January the 6th, they want to say you went to the nation's capital and you did the biggest insurrection in American history. And then they put a fence around themselves and brought in thousands of troops of National Guard to protect them from what? From nothing. From vapor. Lies. Made up. What about the crimes of the FBI, the CIA, the FISA courts, the NSA, all who colluded against a private citizen to help him not get elected, and all the lies and the criminality that, I mean, should have half of these departments in prison. These people should be banned from being able to do anything in government, and they're still there. The deep state is still exists. The swamp rats are now reinfesting the swamp. All these lies. How about Officer Sicknick, who was killed with a stroke, a work-related stroke, and they told you, you did it. You did it with a fire extinguisher and sprayed him with pepper spray or whatever else. Doesn't it make you wonder what other lies have been told? But none of these lies, not one of them, compares to the lies of the Wu flu or the vaccine and the amount of money that is being stolen from us and the amount of freedom that is being stolen from people over this nonsense. And while the media is nothing more than a tool of the crooked Fed, and it's always been, this new version of media is unbelievably crooked, unbelievably corrupt. It is by far the most embedded media to the agenda of the federal government than anything I've ever seen. I officially believe almost nothing the media prints, the media reports in any way, shape, or fashion. And I bet you're pretty close to me. I bet you believe much the same. So we're going to talk about a lot of these things. And we're going to continue to push back. And we're going to continue to give you ways to push back. Oh, we'll cover the other stuff that happened over the weekend, you know, because guess what? A lot of people got killed in these Democrat indoctrination centers known as cities. A lot of other heinous things went on behind your back. And strategies to do things to you. And I'm going to cover it by just talking about, for first of all, the fact-checking that Google does. The fact-checking is going to blow your mind. Then we're going to cover the actual stories. And oh, by the way, Gabby Petito is still there. She's looming. Because now we got to get to the bottom of this. We got to know what Laundrie did, her boyfriend, and find him and convict him and whatever else, because white girl gone. We got a lot to cover today. And I don't want it to debilitate you. I don't want you to get scared as you hear this stuff. I want you to get empowered. I want you to become emboldened to understand that every time you use common sense and reasoning as your act of defiance, you are promoting good quality American spirit. Good for you. They keep coming at you with everything. More and more companies, you're not going to take the poke. Trust me, where this ends up, it will not help the Democrats. And they're going to continue at it. They're going to continue to try to cheat in elections so they don't need you, so they can just force things on you. And you're going to continue to fight and push back because that is the American spirit. That is the American way. That is you.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Without white girls gone, America could suffer dire consequences. First, what will black professional athletes do if white girls continue to go missing? Second, what will black women do if they can't be mad at black men for dating white women? Where will that anger go? These are but a few of the harrowing consequences of white girls gone missing. So when you choose an organization to support, consider supporting White Girls Gone. As we say at White Girls Gone, missing white girls are the biggest existential threat to mankind. And remember, a white girl is a terrible thing to waste. Not affiliated with Alabaster, Ivy Soap, Beluga Whales, Polar Bears, Cottage Cheese, Baby Seals, Snow, or Cocaine, unless you got some. No white girls were harmed in the making of this ad. From the Kevin Jackson Network, with offices in Scandinavia, parts of the UK, Russia, and Canada. Not affiliated with White Girls Gone Wild.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad you guys are with me. talking about these orchestrated war of lies that the left keep putting on us. And oh, by the way, I don't know if you watched any TV over the weekend, but Gabby Petito, she was still in the news. Everything I watched, it had the ticker, the tragedy of Gabby. Now we dig deeper. White girl's gone. And so let's look at the news cycle. I was looking at Google, and here's what they put in the fact check area of Google. Claim that vaccine campaign boosted COVID-19 deaths errs in several ways. That was number one. That was from PolitiFact. Steve Kirsch's false testimony on COVID-19 vaccine goes viral. That was from a website called Boom. Here's the next one. Basketball star Bradley Beal's misleading comments about COVID-19. We're going to talk about that one here in just a bit. A mileage tax. No, Biden's bill doesn't impose a new driving tax. They act like that hasn't even been brought up. It's brought up all the time. And then here's the last one that I captured. No, White House didn't create fake set just for Joe Biden's booster shot. So those are but a few of the fact checks that Google gave us. And I want to focus on one of them, which is this NBA star, Bradley Beal. And here's what this article, how it wrote. The NBA, which starts its season on October 19th, isn't requiring players to be vaccinated against COVID-19. But unvaccinated players will undergo regular testing, including one test on practice or travel days, and at least one test on game days. During an NBA media day on September 27th, Bradley Beal, an all-star guard for the Washington Wizards, said that he has not received the COVID vaccine due to personal reasons. So, along with asking questions about the vaccine at the press conference, Beal made some misleading comments about their effectiveness. Video clips of his comments on Instagram and posts about the video on Facebook have reached 97,000 interactions, according to CrowdTangle Analytics. We'll address Beal's question and clear up some misinformation that may have been spread. Let me stop there. I just want you to understand, that's the when I clicked on the link that came from the fact check, it says, Bradley Beal is spreading misinformation about his personal choice of whether or not to get this shot. And it's gotten to 97,000 people. We must stop it in its tracks. So they go on. Beal said he would, quote, would like an explanation as to why people who have received vaccines are still getting COVID if that's something we're supposed to be highly protected from. Then here's their explanation. As we've written before, no vaccine is 100% effective at preventing illness. Well, let me stop here. How about one that's 0% effective? Wow, that's your argument? No vaccine's 100% effective. Okay. Here's my question to you more specifically. How effective is yours? You want an answer? Go Google it. People who get this shot are getting sick, going to the hospital, and dying, and they're also giving the disease to other people. Those are facts. But this fact-checking organization says no vaccine is 100% effective. Well, wow. Thank you for the obvious, Captain Obvious. He said, but all of the COVID-19 vaccines approved and authorized for use in the U.S., and they list them, are effective at preventing symptomatic disease. However, so-called breakthrough cases of COVID-19 after vaccination are to be expected, perhaps even more so now because of the more contagious Delta variant of the virus. Okay, so what you're saying is it's not effective. They go on to talk about in clinical trials, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were more than 90% effective in preventing symptomatic disease. J&J was 60% effective in preventing moderate to severe disease. studies have shown some drop in effectiveness against the Delta variant. They can't even study this, to be honest, but they still want to tell you that the Delta variant, which, oh, by the way, is less deadly than the original one, well, these vaccines aren't even effective against it. And then we learned later on, oh, wait, we may have prematurely rated Delta. It's now more deadly. Dun, 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 dun. A UK study published in the New England Journal of Medicine in July found that the Pfizer vaccine effectiveness against Delta was 88% in preventing symptomatic disease. But another UK study, which has not yet been peer-reviewed, also found that Pfizer's effectiveness at preventing hospitalization with the Delta variant was 96%. Well, here's a study for you. I bet you 99% of the people who have natural immunity are protected against the Delta for not only catching it, but from hospitalization. What about ivermectin? What's it called? You know what I'm talking about. What about hydroxychloroquine? What about their effectiveness? And, oh, there is that troublesome thing that came up with, what's his name? It's his name, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, where the very people who make the vaccine of Johnson & Johnson says, hey, I wouldn't take it. And, oh, by the way, there's this bad little side effect called cancer that you could catch if you take the vaccine. You got a 20 times or a 200% times bigger chance of getting cancer. Yeah, interesting, to say the least. But this is the fact check of Google, making sure that you understand it. We cannot have people looking into this disease and understanding that not only have we lied about every aspect of it, from the number of people who've got it to the number of people who've died, but we continue to lie about the cures because we want you to take the cures. Why are you people not scared?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Sunday said immigrants were not driving the spread of COVID-19 in the U.S., despite some Americans saying they believed otherwise. The problem is within our own country, Fauci said. In Texas, Kinney County Sheriff Brad Coe invites Fauci to the border.
Some of our intelligence gathering, we confirmed, I think there were some chickenpox and a couple of cases of leprosy in this last group of Haitians that came through. And they're bringing it in now. What's next? Tuberculosis, smallpox. It's all out there. It's all coming across the southern border, and he fails to realize that.
OPEC Plus said on Monday it would stick to an existing pact for a gradual increase in oil output, sending crude prices to three-year highs and adding to inflationary pressures that consuming nations fear will derail an economic recovery from the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. The Republican opponent of Democratic New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez released his first campaign advertisement Friday, giving a personal account of his family fleeing a socialist regime.
My family fled Cuba because of a communist dictatorship that was put into power by people using the same socialist lies like free healthcare, free education that people like AOC and others are using today. So I just got tired of seeing it. I got tired of watching it grow the way that it's been growing.
Desi Cuellar, who hopes to replace Ocasio-Cortez in the U.S. House of Representatives, called the threat of socialism personal. Activists have harassed Senators Kyrsten Sinema, Democrat of Arizona, and Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, in a bid to get them to support a mammoth $3.5 trillion spending bill. At Arizona State University on Friday, a group of so-called progressive activists followed Sinema into a bathroom as they confronted her. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Gabby Petito was all over the news this weekend. I don't know if you guys watch any TV. It was all over. Every show I had, practically, except the Golf Channel, I watched a couple of turns, had Gabby Petito's scroll at the bottom. And I guess, you know, I don't even know. They're going to dissect the case. We're going to get an in-depth dive into her life, and we got even more pictures. And it's funny because when white women die, you get these pictures of them. You know, they're out camping. Their lives are amazing. But when black people die, you get that one shot of the graduation picture, right? You don't get the fuck shots, the ones that they post on Facebook, flashing the gang signs and flipping the money and showing the gun that they, you know, just committed a robbery on. It's so hysterical to watch how the coverage differs from white to black. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Wow, let me tell you what, media, can you make it more obvious? They keep everything of black folks out of the media. But a white girl goes missing, man, and she lived a charmed life. This girl, the Gabby Petito photos I saw of her are with her girlfriends. They're all smiling, and then she's at a campsite. She's with a canoe. She's taking pictures with Smokey the Bear. I mean, this girl is living large. She's hang gliding. She's smiling as she's flying out of a plane. I mean, it's insane. How old is this chick? Is she like 17? And she's lived 14 black people lives. Goodness gracious, white privilege, yes, please. Look, and thankfully it wasn't somebody black who killed her. It was Laundrie, her boyfriend, who I guess, and I don't know if this is true. Somebody maybe look this up for me, one of my producers. Wake up over there. Did the body they find that wasn't hers or something? I heard this. That searching for her body, they found some other dead person, probably some other dead white chick who got, you know, put there by some serial killer. I don't know. Was it? Who knows? But anyway, here's the thing. You question the importance of my new cause, White Girl Gone? Do you question this now? I'm telling you, we are going to milk this White Girl Gone thing. We're going to create. You guys have heard some of the things we've been playing. Just look, and I'm not making fun of the people who die. I'm not making fun of the women in general that get sex trafficked and things like this. I think we need to bring attention. I think it does what I'm doing does exactly what I wanted to accomplish. And if you're smart, you'll get it. We should be out there really solving these problems. We should be out there looking for real solutions. Do you think Joe Biden and team care about the women that are coming across the border, the Latino women who are being sex trafficked? How do you think they're going to pay for that trip? Do you think they care? No, but they care about Gabby Petito. And I already told you guys the stories that this chick keeps from the news cycle, the critical information that you should be getting, the stories that you should be told, one of which is Joe Biden not paying $500,000 in taxes. Not just not paying it, looking for a way out, but he tells you, you need to pay your fair share. You need to pay your fair share. Yeah. That's when he can remember. He's keeping stuff out of the news cycle. So I already did the fact-checking portion of the show. And for the record, we got too much stuff to talk about today. But certain things hit me inspirationally, and I got to share. I got to share it. Oh, speaking of which, we are going to be doing a tour, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Going to be coming to places near you. We're getting sponsorship for it. If you want to help, and I hope you do, let us know. Go to the website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Donate. If you want to do a showing of Bleeding Blue to help police, defend the police, and push back against this craziness, go to bleedingbluemovie.com to watch it, or bring it into your area, and we'll do a big event around it where we'll bring in the producer, director, Kevin Sorbo, myself, and we will start. We'll tell you what the impetus was around this particular thing. We want to solve problems. That is what we do here in America. That's what our group does. Anyway, I pulled the top stories from Google over the weekend. I did this on Saturday. Let me tell you what was trending on Saturday. Gabby Petito told police that Brian Laundrie grabbed her in the newly released body cam video. Now, they'd already shown this video. I've seen it. But it was still top story. I saw this video the day before. It was still trending. It was in Huffington Post. And then here was another one. This one came from Yahoo Voices. Brian Laundrie stopped by his sister's home on the day he returned to Florida without Gabby Petito, the family's lawyer says. She's number one. Number one. Americans left behind in Afghanistan. Joe Biden bombed innocent people in Afghanistan and killed them. Joe Biden sent $60+ million in ransom money to get a few Americans out. The Americans that were evacuated, they wouldn't give us the specific number or tell us where they went. We got refugees being released all over this country. Supposedly unvaccinated, etc. And most of them, I was told, were given ivermectin, but you can't take it. Thousands of Mexicans are illegally amassed at the southern border, many of them coming in. Haitians were rounded up on horseback and reminiscent of the days of the 1960s, to the point where Maxine Waters and Sheila Jackson Lee and other black so-called leaders are calling Biden out for his racism and how the Border Patrol handled it. And Joe Biden's blaming Border Patrol for that. I'm just giving you a few things that are in the news cycle. Hunter Biden's emails reveal that Joe Biden knew that he was involved. I mean, people knew that Joe Biden was indeed involved in Hunter's businesses and knew of his business associates and what he's doing. Ergo, he is the big guy. And what are we talking about? We're talking about Gabby Petito, the little Italian girl who disappeared. We must talk about her because this is an important question. What if other white girls were to disappear? I ask you again, do you understand why White Girl Gone is such an important thing for us to be working on? Because, see, Joe Biden doesn't appear, like Donald Trump certainly demonstrated, to care about sex trafficking. Donald Trump was busting child sex trafficking rings. He made front and center getting the women back into their families, getting them out of the sex trade, and a host of other things. And working with Ivanka, and do you know the leftists didn't say a word They didn't give this man credit for anything he did. But what's this going to do? Number one story on Google's feed. Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie. The next story, California to mandate COVID-19 vaccines for all students as soon as next fall. Multiple outlets carrying this. We're going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about it from the standpoint of population control. And we're going to be doing some really deep dives on this subject, man. It is fascinating. There is only one conclusion you can come to. Particularly when you look at what California is doing. All students next fall. I gave you the numbers, people. I'll do it again. Because I'm going to do it until I'm blue in the face. 73 million people under the age of 17 in America. 323 of them have died of the Wu flu. What in the H-E double crooked socks would you want to be giving a shot to people that have with that level of infection? Why would you do it? That would be like them giving a shot for suicide, or giving somebody a shot for fentanyl, or giving somebody a shot for taking overdosing on X or LSD. Pick any one of those. More of them have died. More people have died from that than COVID in that age group. Drinking? How many of you do you think these kids died from drinking? How many of them do you think died in accidents with cars? Buses. There got to be 50 things ahead of the 323 people who have died of the Wu flu, and they're not trying to do anything for that. How many kids, how many black kids do you think die in inner cities every year or in 18 months? How many of them do you think die in the inner cities? Get shot in Chicago, Cleveland, Baltimore, Atlanta, Detroit. This is insanity at its highest level. And they want to see just how far they can take it. You wonder why we should have fought harder? Well, you look at Donald Trump and you go, why didn't you fight harder? You look at all the people around him. Why didn't you fight harder? Oh, that's right. Because we would have gotten arrested. Look at January the 6th, how they're pushing that off on you. Remember, you're the radicals. You're the people beating up people at different rallies and stuff, right? Oh, wait a minute. No, that's leftist. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was looking at the Google News front page, and in the side there, it says there's a Beyond the Headlines section. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And in that section, they had celebrity scientists, world's wealthy quietly moving to Dubai, murders spiking. Police should be part of the solution. And it got I'm just giving you a few of them. There's others. But it intrigues me. I am intrigued at how they have the fact-checking portion and below that beyond the headlines. These are the things where they try to get you to go check out a story or two. So I decided the one that caught my interest was celebrity scientists. And I just knew it was going to be a list of the Faucis of the world and how great they are, etc. But they didn't. They picked one guy, and his name is Steven Pinker. And here's what they wrote. It was an article from The Guardian. Steven Pinker, celebrity scientist at the center of the culture wars. And here's what they wrote. On a recent interview afternoon, Steven Pinker, the cognitive psychologist and best-selling author of upbeat books about human progress, was sitting in the summer home in Cape Cod thinking about Bill Gates. Pinker was gearing up to record a radio series on critical thinking for the BBC, and he wanted the world's fourth richest man to join him for an episode on the climate emergency. People tend to approach challenges in one of two ways, as problem solving or as a conflict, Pinker says, who appreciates the forces of a tidy dichotomy. You can think of it as Bill versus Greta, and I'm very much in Bill's camp. Surprisingly, I'm just thinking out loud here. You see, Bill's got a lot more money than Greta, and Pinker knows how to sell something is to attach yourself to a celebrity and then say, hey, listen, come on so I can give you, you know, my take on it, and we can mutually fuel each other in our nonsense. A few weeks earlier, he said Gates had been photographed in Manhattan carrying a copy of Pinker's soon-to-be-published 12th book, Rationality, which inspired the BBC series. Now, I want you to understand, this is media colluding with science, and I'm using my finger quotes, colluding with rich people. So here's what it goes on to say. We sent it to his people, Pinker said. Pinker is an avid promoter of his own work. For the past 25 years, he had a great deal to promote. Since the 1990s, he's written a string of popular books on language, the mind, and human behavior. But in the past decade, he has become best known for his counterintuitive take on the state of the world. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. I would love to debate this guy. Love it. I would make him look so feckless and stupid, he couldn't sell another book. It goes on. In the shadow of the financial crisis, while other authors were writing books about how society was profoundly broken, Pinker took the opposite tack, arguing that things were, in fact, better than ever. Now, before I even go on, I want you to ask yourself this. What's better? Race relations better? The gap between rich and poor, is it better? It's bigger. I don't think that makes it better. Number of people in prison, the prison industrial complex, is it better? The number of people who are breaking laws and the amount of crime? I mean, nothing is better. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to have a good attitude. You can still have a good attitude about it. See, when we got cheated and all this other stuff, we could say our republic, our democratic republic, broke. But I'm not going to let it get to me. But don't try to tell me it's better. Says, in The Better Angels of our Nature, published in 2011, he gathered copious amounts of data to show that violence had declined across human history, in large part because of the emergence of markets and states. In other words, he's crediting the capital markets, capitalism. Understandably, they write, the book struck a chord with people who move markets and run states. Gates called it the most inspiring book I've ever read, and Mark Zuckerberg included it on a list of what to read at Davos. Let me just explain something to you folks. This guy Pinker gets in with the in crowd, and now it's all a phase to get his book. They are buying hundreds of thousands of copies of this book and giving them to each other because it's going to change the world. Then in 2018, at the height of the Donald Trump presidency and amid the accelerating climate crisis, according to this writer, Pinker published a follow-up, Enlightenment Now, which expanded his argument. It wasn't just that life had become less violent thanks to the application of science and reason since the 18th century. The human condition had dramatically improved in health, wealth, and liberty. Bill Clinton had Enlightenment Now on his bedside table, and Gates declared it his new favorite book of all time. And here's what Pinker said. Bill's got a pretty good nimble mind, so I think he can riff on anything, imagining how Gates would fare on his radio show. He was looking over at Cape Cod from the upper deck of his house, which he shares with his wife, the philosopher and novelist Rebecca Newbery Goldstein. From the bottom deck, a staircase of more than 100 steps runs down to the beach. It sounds like white privilege to me. Sorry, I got a little bit, you know, shaky on that. Pinker sees the world in broadly utilitarian terms. A quantitative mindset, despite its nerdy aura, is in fact a morally enlightening one. He writes in Enlightened Now. Wow, I'm blown away. On this basis, he ranked Gates, who has spent roughly $50 billion on philanthropy, near the top of the moral hierarchy, crowned by people such as Norman Borlaug, a Nobel Peace Prize winning agronomist accredited with saving more than a billion lives through his innovations in agriculture. Now, let me just put this in perspective. A guy who saved billions of lives through innovations in agriculture, which allow us to feed a world that's probably overpopulated, certainly by most of these types of guys' standards, Bill Gates and many others, the Fords and the Rockefellers and others, and Bill Gates, who amassed billions of dollars and gives it away. Okay, congratulations. And did Gates do something pretty novel with his Windows operating system, etc.? Yes, he did. But really, is it based on his money or is it based on innovation? Because see, I'm going to go with innovation. I'm going to go with people saving lives. Anyway, he says, Pinker's positive spin on the world has brought him into the orbit of many powerful people. On his phone, under the headings politicians, he keeps a list of 24 or so heads of states, royalty, and other leaders who have asked him for an audience. They include the prime minister of his native country, Justin Trudeau. That was the greatest thrill for a Canadian boy, he quoted. Mauricio Macri, then president of Argentina. I got to stand on the Evita balcony, he quipped. In 2016, Pinker co-authored an article for the New York Times with Colombia's then-president, Juan Manuel Santos, 2 months before Santos won the Nobel Peace Prize for helping to end the country's 50-year guerrilla war. Let me tell you what this dude is. He's a star doinker. He needs people to give him accolades, and he wants to roll with the big boys, and the only way he can do it is to essentially promote himself. Look, I'm no offense to him at all for promotion, self-promotion. I should be better at it, because here's what I'll tell you. I would be better at it. I'd be better at the information that these people get. I'd be better at the profound statements that are made. Oh, my gosh. And I don't want this to become about me, because it's not. What I'm telling you is there are people. This guy's now, he's a celebrity scientist. Nothing is sacred. Do you know people that do science because they want to find a cure? They want to do something great for mankind? Or do you know the scientists that went, you know what? If I could just cure polio, I'll be a household name. If I could just figure out something for bacteria that could, you know, take care of bacteria, I'll be a household name. Well, holy mother of Jonas Salk. What, this is a guy that's wanting to hobnob because he believes he has the psychological understanding of human nature, that he's more sophisticated about it than anybody else. I say one more time, anybody that wants to get me Pinker and we two sit in a room together, I'm going to make you a bet. That same group of celebrities is going to come out a lot more impressed with me than him. It's not about me, though. It's not. I know it sounds like it, and I want to catch myself because I want you to be very clear that I'm not in competition with him to who can have the bigger name. I'm in competition with him about his ideas. Health, wealth, and liberty, he says, is all dramatically improved. Your liberties are under assault. Your health is under assault. Your wealth is under assault, and this guy wants to rain sunshine on you. No kidding. He says of these global leaders that want to talk to him, he loves giving them an infusion of ideas. That's why they want him there. Or maybe it's just enthusiasm for good old-fashioned, and here's what he's quoted as saying, liberal democracy. What the heck is that? He calls it a mixture of civic norms, guaranteed rights, market freedom, social spending, and judicious regulation. That's his definition. I would love to explore this in more depth. We don't have time.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.